WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Evidence shows home visiting can change children's lives. But what exactly is it? I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Governor J.B. Pritzker announced his Smart Start plan during the State of the State address on Wednesday and made some big promises about investing in what's called home visiting. To find out more about what this program is and its potential impact, we're speaking with Caitlin Kanwisher, the Director of Maternal and Child Health Initiatives and head of the Connect Teen program at Lurie Children's Hospital, as well as Shernarin Hilliard, Senior Vice President of Programs and Impact with Family Focus. Shernarin, I want to start with you. Give us the quick version of what home visiting is.
Home visiting is an opportunity for parents that have kids from 0 to 5 to receive visits in their home to educate them on child development, improve their parenting skills, their family health, also to increase school readiness.
I see. Yeah. Well, so who are the home visitors then, Caitlin? Who are the people? Is their role the same as maybe a social worker? I think we need to make that distinction clear.
Yeah, it can be similar. Home visitors are often uses the peer education model. So they come from a wide variety of backgrounds to work with families in their home and meet families kind of where they're at, depending on, we know each family is different and their needs are different. So, yeah.
So it can be a social worker, but either way, they just need that home visiting training, it sounds like.
Right. Each model, evidence-based model that's implemented will offer the home visitor specific training.
I see. So, Shernarin, in general, what is it that makes a family or a parent eligible for this service?
I think a family who has children from 0, you know, to 5, who's definitely in need of services and really want to learn more about child development, really want to ensure that they're getting their kids ready for school.
Mm-hmm. What are the barriers, would you say, for families who are seeking this care, Caitlin?
I think some of the barriers are homelessness or unstable housing. A lot of the programs in Illinois have geographic boundaries in which they serve families. So if there's a family that knows that they're going to move across the city or to another area, that may disrupt their services. So sometimes, you know, trying to identify a program that can serve a wider range. Another barrier is often communication. So the phone numbers may switch or data may run out for the month. That might be really challenging for the home visitor to get in touch with their family. Mm. As well as a new barrier we're finding during COVID is unstable internet. So during virtual visits, if the internet's unstable, that can be a challenge to reach families as well.
It's funny how we didn't know until these recent years how much we would rely on Wi-Fi, right? Tell us about the benefits, Shernarin, of families receiving services like this in their own home.
Okay. It's a safe space for them. Yeah. It's an opportunity for you to come into their home where they're, you know, they feel comfortable. It's an opportunity for you to get to know other family members that's there in the home that can definitely provide support. And you can educate, you know, those also in the home.
Yeah.
It also improves child development, family health, parenting skills, and parent-child interaction, and increased school readiness.
What do you make of Governor Pritzker's focus on early childhood services?
You know, before he became governor, he came out to visit Family Focus.
Okay.
And his passion about home visiting and the need and wanting to ensure that there were, you know, investment in home visiting and the importance of it, to hear him want to add 5,000 more spots slots, I think, is a great opportunity for many families that kids aren't currently in any programs, another opportunity for us to go out into the home and reach those families that aren't in services.
What do you think, Caitlin? I mean, was this something that you were expecting to hear from him, or is it something new?
I think it's very exciting. I think as those who work in home visiting know how truly challenging the work is, to have this publicly acknowledged and increased investment is such a compliment and so exciting for additional families and also for additional resources for the home visitors that are working directly with those families and the programs.
Yeah, let's hear from the governor himself. When he gave the State of the State address this week, he talked about why it's important to invest in home visiting.
We aren't reaching enough families in these vital infant and toddler years, but Smart Start's expanded home visiting funding will allow us to help even more families.
So he goes on after this to say, quote, "Thanks to our stronger fiscal standing, we can afford to do this. As every provider, teacher, and parent in this state knows, we can't afford to wait," end quote. So the governor is proposing to invest $5 million in additional funding. I mean, what would that $5 million actually help you do, Caitlin?
We don't know exactly how the $5 million will be spent, but we do know that that would possibly reach an additional 500 families or more, could help with the resources and building capacity in the programs that serve those families, whether they need additional staff, additional training. Through COVID-19, families have encountered even more challenges than they were previously. So that means increased support for home visitors and increased training and things that they need to better effectively do their job.
Yeah. Yeah. At this point, there aren't specific plans to your point there, Caitlin, on how the $5 million additional dollars will be allocated. But as people working in the field, I just wonder how you would hope the funds are used. Any thoughts there, Shernary?
Yeah, I think providing supplemental programs such as our doula services, also reaching families that have children from 3 to 4, because a lot of our families that we serve, we have to transition them at 3, and a lot of our families aren't ready for their kids to either go into pre-K or kindergarten at that particular time. So yeah, it's that gap that's there. So I definitely think adding those supplemental services for our families would help.
So our producer spoke with Mendy Smith, who is the regional vice president of the Central Region for Children's Home and Aid in Bloomington. Children's Home and Aid is another home visiting program that serves communities across the state. And one challenge that Mendy talked about was interest and staffing because of COVID. Let's listen.
We weren't getting the families per se because of the pandemic, obviously, and the staff. So it wasn't is quite as apparent now. Now we're getting the families to come back. There's this uptick of people really interested into home visiting, but we can't attract the staff, so you have this hiring crisis. So, yeah, our concern is how do we attract staff to come back? Our new staff, obviously, to come into this field of doing outreach services. So there is a concern about how we're able to support and resource that in a way that's, as we know, small caseloads are better working, you know, within relationship-based services, supervisors to support those services. Those are the things that we're really interested in, how we'll be able to fund that as we get the new funds through.
So I'd love to hear from you both on this. I mean, are you seeing what Mendy's talking about with staffing?
Definitely not. It has become very competitive with other organizations in regards to staff. Pay is also a big issue for our home visitors. We have had the opportunity to increase some of our home visitors through certain funding sources that we do receive. I do believe that smaller caseloads would definitely help out with our families as well. But pay is definitely an issue in regards to making sure that we keep, you know, home visitors.
But you can't have the smaller caseloads until you have more people
doing
the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Caitlin? How about Mindy's point there about interest among families? Are people lacking interest in trying out home visiting, you think?
It seems like there is still an interest in home visiting.
Okay.
I think especially in Chicago, there has been a lot of effort to educate different referral sources. So we've seen a lot of referrals being made from federally qualified health centers, hospitals, which is amazing. And so I think the need is always there for home visiting. I think in terms of the workforce, that is a continued challenge and also produces a a barrier for families if there if there's a wait list that they can't access the services. So the coordinated intake models, which exist throughout the state, can help families navigate that.
Yeah. This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about home visiting programs in Illinois. During the governor's State of the State address on Wednesday, he announced a plan that would increase investment in access to early childhood services like education, child care, and home visiting. So we are talking with Shernarin Hilliard of Family Focus Lawndale and Caitlin Canwisher of Maternal and Child Health Initiatives at the Magoon Institute about how Governor Pritzker's proposed plan could actually impact their programs. So Caitlin, why don't you take a moment and talk about your group, Connect Teen. It helps, I know, connect families with home visiting programs like Family Focus, right?
Exactly, yes. We partner with Family Focus.
Nice. So how does the intake process work?
So we receive referrals from a wide variety of places, such as federally qualified health centers, hospitals. A big partner of ours is Chicago Public Schools. So once a family reaches out to us, we assess their needs and primarily assess which neighborhood they live in so that we can determine which program is going to be a good fit for them. And then we provide a warm handoff to that program and ensure that they start to receive services if it works out. And if it doesn't, then we can help them identify a different program.
Are there challenges to finding the right program for a particular family?
I think some of the challenges are similar to what I mentioned earlier in terms of unstable housing or if the family plans to relocate.
Yeah.
We know that ahead of time. So we try to work through those on the front end so that when we refer a family, we know that it's going to be a good fit and that they can receive services.
What areas of the state do you provide services to with Family Focus, Shernarin?
So as far as West Aurora, DuPage, North Highland Park, Evanston, South Shore, Hyde Park, South Highland, and then West Side, Cicero, Lawndale, Inglewood, and Belmont Craig.
So you're everywhere.
Yes. We have 11 sites.
What makes a family eligible for Family Focus?
So for our early childhood programs, families that's coming in, that there's a need, families that have children from 0 to 5 that meet our requirements based on whichever funder program they're coming into.
How just tell us about how Family Focus home visitors work with the parents and children.
Okay.
What does the day-to-day look like?
So the day-to-day, they're going into the home. They're trained in a curriculum called Parents as Teachers, the evidence-based curriculum. And with that particular curriculum, they're working with the child to increase child development, working with them with activities to increase parent-child interaction. And then again, to prepare them for pre-K and kindergarten. So they're going into the home, ensuring that it's a safe environment, a safe place. They're doing safety visits. They're, you know, talking with the parents, setting goals with the parents and helping them, you know, achieve those goals for themselves and for their children.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's, oh, I want help with potty training, you know, that's a goal. And we help them, you know, through that. But just really being there for the family and for the child. We not only just do services in the home, we also have socialization groups that we do in the center like twice a month.
Okay.
So they're able to receive support from other parents, other mothers, moms, or fathers, and then just to be able to network. And then for the children to see how a pre-K and kindergarten classroom is, you know, actually set up. So they're, you know, mingling with other, you know, children as well.
That's great. So the governor's made his announcement, right? So I'm curious, what are you going to be looking out for in the coming months when it comes to this funding and these promises? Caitlin?
I think just looking to see if there is anything identified on how the funding will be spent or any way that we can support that and anticipate what to expect in terms of our programs. We have over 40 programs that we partner with, so we like to be able to offer resources to them.
We'll leave it there. Shernarin Hilliard is the Senior Vice President of Programs and Impact with Family Focus, and Caitlin Canwisher is the Director of Maternal and Child Health Initiatives at the Magoon Institute for Healthy Families at Lurie Children's Hospital. Thank you both. This episode of Reset was produced by Micah Yasin, and it was edited by Andrew Merriweather and Dan Tucker. Hear Governor Pritzker's entire State of the State, along with expert analysis, by subscribing to our podcast. That's all for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you this afternoon.